Okay, let's get cracking. We are continuing to learn the second parak of Maseches Dimai. Today we're going to be learning Parak Beis, Mishnah Gimel, and Parak Beis, Mishnah Dalet. In the previous Mishnah, Parak Beis, Mishnah Beis, the Mishnah discussed how a person can become trusted in the realm of Trumos and Maestros, that a person who isn't trusted, who's unlearned, it is referred to as an Am Haaretz. How can such a person elevate himself to a status where we trust him when it comes to separating the tithes, separating Maeser from his crops? The next Mishnah, Perak Beis Mishnah Gimel, is going to continue in accordance with that theme, but it's not going to be discussing Trumos and Maestros. Rather, it's going to be discussing how a person can be considered a Chaver. A Chaver is someone trusted in the realm of Tumah and Tahara, of purity and impurity. So if you're not considered, if you're not trusted, you're an Am Haaretz, how does a person leave that status of being an Am Haaretz when it comes to Tumah and Tahara? Says the Mishnah, HaMekabel of Lios Chaver, a person wants to accept upon himself the title, the elevated status of being a Chaver, someone who is trusted in the realm of Tumah and Tahara. Eino mocher la'am ha'aretz lach v'yavish. He can't sell any food to an Am Haaretz, whether it's wet, whether it came into contact with liquid, whether it was always dry, regardless of the type of interaction that this food had. He cannot sell such food to an Am Haaretz because the Am Haaretz is presumed, we assume, that he's tameh, and you're not allowed to make food of Eretz Yisrael tameh. So you shouldn't sell any food to an Am Haaretz. Ve'eino lokeach mimenu lach. And, says the Mishnah, you shouldn't buy food from the Am Haaretz that once came into contact with lach, with liquid. Why is that the case? Because, as the Bar Tanura explains, the halacha is that food that comes into contact with liquid, only then does it have the potential to become tameh. So if it never came into contact with liquid, then you could buy it from the Am Haaretz, no problem. But if it once came into contact with liquid, then by the Am Haaretz selling it to you, he's basically selling you a food that was tameh, because we assume the Am Haaretz himself is tameh, and that does not work, that is not allowed, especially for someone who is a chaver, is trying to have this elevated state of being trusted in the realm of Tumah v'Tahara. Ve'eino misareach etzel Am Haaretz, and if you want to be a chaver, you can't dine with, you shouldn't be a guest in the home of an Am Haaretz. You should not be in his home, because we're concerned that if he does so, then he's going to become tameh. Velo ma'archo etzlo b'ksuso. And you shouldn't allow him to be a guest in your home with his own clothing, because his clothing also is a gzeira midrabbanan, it's a rabbinic decree, will make you tameh, and that is not allowed for someone who wants to be a chaver. Rabbi Yehuda says, if you want to be a chaver, you also shouldn't grow, you shouldn't raise these small domesticated type of animals like goats or sheep and so on. Why? The Bar Tanura says, because, if you want to be on this elevated status, you shouldn't raise animals that typically go and wander in other people's property and steal from them, like we learned from Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu had his animals muzzled up and didn't want them to graze on the fields of others. You want to be a chaver, you should have the similar type of status. You should be careful in a similar type of way. And you also shouldn't joke around when it comes to nedarim. Taking a vow is very, very serious and important. And when you take a vow, you should make sure to take it seriously and not disregard it. Uvischok, and you shouldn't be too lightheaded. You should, that could often lead to very bad things, dangerous things. It might lead to immorality and so on. So if you want to be a chaver, you have to not only, according to Rabbi Yehuda, maintain a certain level of holiness when it comes to Tumah v'Tahara, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, you must also maintain a certain level of holiness of Kedusha in other areas of your life as well. V'lo yehem metame lemesim, and you shouldn't become tameh to dead bodies. Normally, it's fine for you to become tameh to a dead body, certainly for a relative, but even for non-relatives, you could simply go in regular tameh, you could just go into the mikvah. But tumas meis, the only way to become totally pure is with the para aduma, which was extremely rare. Therefore, in order to be a chaver, you should not become tameh to dead bodies, again, assuming that it's not your relative. Umeshamesh bebeis hamedrash, and you should be someone who's learning in the beis hamedrash, who's learning from talmidei chachamim, who's learning, who's growing in the beis hamedrash as well. So that's the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the chachamim regarding how a person can be a chaver. As the Mishnah concludes, Amru lo, the Chachamim responded and said to Rabbi Yehuda, lo bo elu l'klal. We don't need these other things. All of these other things, these about how you, what type of animals you raise, and nidarim, and lightheadedness, and Tomas Meis, and all of the, you know, learning in the Beis Medrash, those are nice. But being a chaver is specifically in the realm of Tumah V'Tahara. We don't need these other things about the, you know, affecting the rest of your life, and we pass on like the Chachamim. Namely, a chaver is someone who's simply careful in the realm of Tumah V'Tahara, not in the realm of these other additional things that affect other aspects and other areas of his life. Okay, now we're going to continue with Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet. Now, normally, when it comes to Trumos and Maestros, it's the person who's about to eat's responsibility to make sure the food that he's eating isn't Tevel, the food that he's eating had Truma and Maestro separated from it. The Chachamim then came along and made a gezer, they made a decree, that really, when a person's selling any food, it's his responsibility to make sure that the fruits, that the crops that he's separating, had Truma and Maestro separated from it. The question now that we're going to be dealing with in Perek Beis Mishnah Dalet is, when is the seller responsible to separate Trumos and Maestros when it comes to Demai, right? And when is the buyer responsible to separate when it comes to Demai? Says the Mishnah, Hanach Tom, when it comes to a baker who's a commercial baker, he's selling all different baked goods, Lo Chivu Osam Chachamim Lahafresh, he's not, that baker who's selling is not obligated to separate Trumas and Maestros. Again, we're talking about Demai, so presumably he bought flour, let's say, from an Am Haaretz, so he's not sure, was Trumas and Maestros separated or not? So Lo Chivu Osam Chachamim Lahafresh, the Chacham did not obligate him to separate Meiser, El Kedei Trumas, Meiser V'Chal, except for Trumas, Meiser V'Chal. Trumas, Meiser V'Chal, he should separate, but other aspects, Meiser Rishon and so on, he would not have to separate from his baked goods that he's selling. Hechen Vanim, Einu Rasham Limkor, Es HaDemai. But the regular retail sellers, they're not allowed to sell the demai. They must separate from the demai before they sell it. And the reason for that, as the Bartonor pointed out, is because Chenvanim, these retail shopkeepers, are making so much extra money that the Chacham didn't have a problem also burdening them, also requiring them to separate Meiser as well. Because again, we are dealing with demai, which is a suffix, which is a question of whether Meiser was separated or not. Continues the Mishnah. Kol HaMashpin B'midagasa Rasha and Limkor Es HaDemai. Anything, any type of seller, any type of baker, of a cook, and so on, who sells something in very, very large quantities. He sells a lot of stuff. He's permitted to sell Demai without separating, and presumably, again, it's your responsibility when you buy it to separate it yourself. And the reason for that, the Bartonura explains, is because when people would sell things in such large quantities, they're generally very abundant. They give so much, and they're not making such a big profit. And therefore, the Chacham didn't want to burden them with separating the Demai from this larger profit, from this large quantity of food that they were selling, again, not making such a significant profit. Elu heina mashpiin b'midagas. So what's considered to be someone who's selling something in such large quantities? Kigon hasitonos, umochre tzvua, wholesalers, or someone who's selling grain. These are people that are selling a lot at once, and therefore they're not making such major profits. And therefore, they would not be responsible to separate Demai. The person buying would have to separate Demai. Quick review, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel, taught us a quarter for us machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda regarding how a person can become a chaver, become this exalted status when it comes to Tumah V'Tahara. According to the Chachamim, he has to be very careful in the realm of Tumah V'Tahara. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he also has to be careful in other areas and other aspects of his life as well. Then, Perek Beis Mishnah Dalet discussed when sellers versus buyers are required to separate the Demai, and the ultimate principle that the Mishnah taught us was that if it's someone who makes a lot of profit, makes a lot of money, then the Chachamim were willing to insist that they separate Demai themselves and not rely on the seller from the buyer from doing so. But if someone's not making such a major profit, then the assumption is that it is the buyer's responsibility to separate Demai. Have a great day.